Now, one of the Caribbean's most prolific academics and Nobel Prize winner, Sir Arthur Lewis, was commemorated this week with the unveiling of a wax figure at the University of the West Indies. As she spoke at the showcase, Principal and Pro Vice Chancellor of the UWI Cave Hill Campus, Professor the Most Honorable Eugene Barreto, referred to Sir Arthur Lewis as one of the leading intellectuals of his time, who played a pivotal role in shaping the global academic and political economy.
Whether at Princeton University, where he taught, or in Ghana, where he served as an economic advisor to then President Kwame Nkrumah, or elsewhere in the world where he served, he was so much in demand. So Arthur Lewis's views were adopted in development planning strategies that influenced the lives of generations and millions in countries in the global south.
The wax figurine depicting the St. Lucian-born academic was created by the co-directors of the Barbados Wax Museum, Francis Ross and Arthur Edwards, as a gift to the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies. As she recognized the former UWI Vice Chancellor's significant contribution to Caribbean development, Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences, Cynthia Barrow-Giles, says Sir Arthur's vision for regional integration continues to be relevant today.
Very often, unfortunately, when we speak about Sir Arthur, we do not, unless we speak about the agony of the eight, we do not make enough of his contribution to the discussion around regional integration. And I think we need to do that, especially in today's context, because one of the things I recall most about Sir Arthur Lewis in relation to the regional integration is the fact that he promoted regional integration on the grounds that it might be one of the best means by which we could curb some of the corruption that we experience in the region.